I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me. That's what Ebenezer Scrooge promised the spirit of Christmas future in A Christmas Carol, which is my all-time favorite holiday story. And I think it's a lot of people's, for a very good reason. It's a story of redemption. What happens to Scrooge at the end, it's the ultimate do-over. It's just something that resonates with nearly everybody. You don't have to celebrate Christmas to really identify with that message.
My name is Alexander Gonzalez, and one of my favorite holiday books is the second book in the Chronicles of Narnia series, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. As a native Floridian, it was magical to escape through the wardrobe into a winter wonderland. And the best part was, I didn't have to wear a coat to experience it.
I'm Katie Spitalski, WLRN's Broward County reporter. My favorite book to read during the holidays is the old classic Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. I read it for the first time back in high school. It was assigned by one of my favorite teachers ever, Mrs. Middlebrooks. I devoured it over Christmas break underneath my family's Christmas tree, and I try to reread it every few Christmases by the lit-up tree. I just love the old-timiness of it, the detailed descriptions of the damp, cold heights, and the strange love story make being anywhere indoors feel cozy.
My name is Alejandra Martinez, and one of my favorite holiday books is Too Many Tamales. It's the perfect representation of how my Christmas day would go. So the family's gathered around making tamales for the holidays, just like any other Mexican household. But in this book, the mom takes off her wedding ring, and the daughter picks it up and chooses to wear it while making tamales. The daughter does not realize her huge mistake until after the tamales are made and she notices the ring is not on her hand anymore.
Hello, I'm Chris Remington, producer for our show, Sundial. And the holidays for me is really all about family. And one of the stories that continues to resonate with me is Harold and the Purple Crayon by Crockett Johnson. And it's this beautiful kid's book with illustrations about this young boy, Harold, who gets a purple crayon and with it is able to draw these incredible worlds that he can live in. For me as a young child, that level of curiosity and imagination of what I could do if I had a purple crayon is really what inspired me.
I'm Tim Padgett, and my favorite holiday book is A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. My reasons for loving A Christmas Carol have as much to do with my profession as they do with Mrs. Cratchit's pudding. A Christmas Carol isn't just a heartwarming holiday classic. It's one of the great journalist manifestos on poverty. Dickens was a journalist, and when his Ghost of Christmas Present pulls back his robe to reveal two starving children called Ignorance and Want, they might as well be the street children I've reported on in Latin America, or the desperate migrant children pouring over our border today from Central America. And that's what Dickens wanted us to think about at this time of the rolling year.